So June.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You
Oh.
can't.
No, it's okay. We're not.
Don't call the FBI. It
No,
wasn't me.
it's okay. I don't know about that yet, but I was gonna talk to you about another thing, but we'll talk about that later. But if you're June Yoon, then where's July Yulai? Like, where's he at?
A funny guy. Okay. You know what?
Thank you, man. okay.
Hey.
Vikram, how are you?
I'm
Welcome.
good, man. How are you, man? Thanks for coming.
It's my pleasure. Pleasure. Yeah,
What
just
you
thanks for having
Of course,
me.
man. What you drinking over there, actually?
I'm having myself a lovely little makgeolli. It's
Ooh.
Friday evening here in the in LA, and
Nice.
gosh dang it, I deserve it.
Honestly, take it, man. Drink as much as you want. But hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Overvoice Season 4. Today is the episode 60 special, and today I have the amazing June Yoon with us today. June, would you like to introduce yourself, my friend?
Hi everybody, I'm June. I'm a voice actor here in Los Angeles, in various video games and anime and live action dubs and audio dramas and one time a travel show back in
Oh.
2019 where I got to travel around the country and introduce the other Koreans in Korea to the culture of United States, visiting across the country. We shot 44 episodes of that in 1 year. It was
Oh, nice.
insane.
That
But
must
I
be
got
like
to
a
travel around the country and
crazy
learned a lot
schedule.
about the people. It was awesome.
Must have been like a crazy schedule to get 44 in a year.
Oh my gosh, it was insane, but it was so fun.
Nice, man. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on, man. It's lovely to have you. You're like one of my earliest coaches in voiceover, so like this is like a full circle moment for me, at least, you know. So yeah, June, what got you into voiceover and what's your voiceover journey been like so far?
My story, when it comes to voiceover, it's not too different than other folks. Everybody hears the whole, like, oh, you have a great voice for whatever things, right? And you hear those things, but you don't take action on that thing. You say thank you and you move on. But it wasn't exactly empty words for me, at least in my experience. Because I had found acting in high school, freshman year, improvisation. I found my home, and I mention this every chance that I get. I'm a fortunate soul to be living this life because I had found and discovered my happiness that early on in life as a 14-year-old freshman in high school, like absolutely sure that this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe not voice acting specifically back then, but I definitely wanted to be involved with the theater and the idea of characterization and living in this world. To me, that seemed a lot better than being an accountant or a doctor or a lawyer, like other parents would have you
Oh yeah.
believe, I
I
suppose.
know that all too well.
Indeed. And when 2016 came, I had a change in a shift in career. And I looked at my wife and I said, I think I want to try voice acting. And she said, yeah, you should do it. Full force, full faith and full belief, full sense. She said, do it. And it's been history since then. And I literally owe my life and this career to her, at least in the beginning phases,
Hell yeah.
for allowing me to do voice acting.
Hell yeah. Thank you, June's wife. Appreciate you.
100%.
But yeah, man, what kind of, you said you mentioned improv. Did you ever do like what's it called? Like theater sports or like improv comedy and all that stuff back in the day?
Yeah, my first interaction was with the comedy sports here, high school league here in the LA area, and they hold the title for the longest running show in Los Angeles.
Nice.
There was a massive like high school outreach kind of a thing where, like, everybody will have their different experiences and engagements in this manner, but through comedy sports. Which was run like a sports, intramural, CIF, whatever sports, where you could go and have a match with other schools in
Nice.
improv games. And it would be like people in referee shirts and whistles and this whole thing. And any school that wanted to participate in the league would have to buy this like AstroTurf for their stage. It was a whole
Oh, you
thing.
guys got to use the astral turf? That's
Oh,
sick.
100%. And we battled different schools all throughout. And I did improv, comedy sports improv for 4 years,
Nice.
varsity in this whole thing. And I absolutely loved it. Absolutely.
I used to do like improv back in high school as well. It's kind of similar. We got to go to different schools and I guess battle it out. But every time we did, it was always kind of rigged against us because the referees weren't from outside of their school. It was always
You're
in
supposed
their
to
school.
lose if you're visiting.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So like
Yeah,
it
yeah,
was always
yeah.
kind of rigged, but it
Like
was fun.
everybody knew, but that's what made it fun. You know
Yeah, it's all
what
about the fun, man. But in saying that though, like what's your favorite like improv game that like, you know, like a warm-up game or something before you
Oh
get
my
on there?
gosh. I'm a master zip zap zopper.
Oh, dude. Love that game, dude. Dude, we gotta play at some point. We gotta get like a massive fucking group and just zip zap
It'll be
zop.
you and me standing at the end of it, and
It's
we'll
gonna.
have one of those anime showdown moments, right?
Oh, yeah. It'll be like Goku and Frieza, where it's like 22 episodes long. You know? It's gonna.
Da-da-da.
I promise you, man. But, yeah, I don't remember what the game is called. I think it's called. Is it called What Are You Doing? It's
What
like
are
when
you
you.
doing?
Yeah, it's like when you do an action, you have to like make up something random on the spot or something that kind of sort of correlates or even doesn't make sense. I just love that game
Such a
so
fun
much.
show. Absolutely.
But yeah, man, I because I remember you telling me, and I think many people know as well that you're also you got your a degree in teaching as well. Is that right?
Correct. I still hold a valid California the teaching credential in theater arts.
Nice.
If I wanted to go back to a school and teach theater, I could.
True.
Not going to, but I could.
Why would you go back to a theater school when you could teach online and read safe all the time, every day?
Which I do, and I find immense amount of joy and happiness in reaching out and helping the other colleagues in this manner. I like to think that teaching high school theater was a chapter of my life from yesteryear. And there's a lot that I'm proud about that job that I used to have, about fostering the creatives of the next generation. A number of them that I still keep in touch to this day are doing crazy, really, really cool things for our society. At the same time, there's a different level of satisfaction and happiness that comes from training professionals in this manner. Not that everybody's going to be a professional voice actor moving forward, but number of folks who are really, really in this for the thing, they're going to advance and do their thing. And to be a part of their success, to have helped in this manner, to have supported them in this manner, fills me with happiness than nothing else does, really.
No, that's genuinely very good, man. Like, there's a lot of, you know. There's a lot of cutthroat people out there who are like, who just keep themselves and it's, and like, what's the word I'm looking for? Very aloof, you know, but you are one of those people that just supports everybody and you have been for like the longest time and probably will still be, hopefully, for like the rest of time. Who knows? You might have a villain arc someday and you never know, but you know, but not, nah, but man, I wanted to ask, like, what was like the jump from, you know, in-person high school teaching to online teaching and coaching?
It was a lot of shifting gears and reconfiguring things, the curriculum, the delivery, the methodology, how to deliver the content through various technological mediums that I didn't have access to before. So a lot of it was restructuring the curriculum, rewiring the delivery, the organization plans and lesson plans and things of that nature, which are completely different than in-person theater education, obviously, right? But writing curriculum, restructuring and refreshing and revamping even is something that's in my wheelhouse. It's in my wheelhouse. I taught high school theater for 11 years, and throughout I've taught at different schools, created different programs, wrote different courses, dealt with thousands and thousands of different students and administration and programs and geopolitical cultures even. And through those types of experiences, one becomes a very flexible, dynamic, and malleable educator and curriculum creator, if you will.
That's fair.
Thankfully, for those experiences and abilities that I was equipped with as I entered voice acting, coaching and creating educational programs for voice acting was no brainer, 100%.
Hell yeah, man. And I want to know, did you get accustomed to like online coaching like before COVID by any chance? Or like also like all in, like straight up, just learning as you go for that kind of stuff.
Kind of. I mean, education is not something that you get into because of whatever reason. And the teachers that are out there who are also voice actors, who may not be, maybe, they'll resonate with this. There are those who are meant to teach, who find happiness and purpose and reason behind teaching, and those who are doing it because they have to, if you will. And the clear, distinctive line between those who find purpose, happiness, and a reason in education, despite the lack of respect, salary, and logistics and support, maybe, that we know as true to be across the board here in the US at least. Despite all those conflicts and hurdles that are in our way, educators will always push forward because it's what makes them happy. It's what makes them, gives them the purpose. And other teachers that are here for whatever reasons, which are valid and justified, absolutely. But those educators don't typically last long, especially in the arts, the creative fields. So at least that's been my observation, both as a teacher and as an administrator. I was a department head for a while as well.
Nice.
And yeah, just truths of the universes, I suppose, in
Truth
this
of the
matter.
universe. Nice. I promise you, it's I think it's pretty much the same here in New Zealand, in the sense that a lot of teachers are, are not paid as well and like not as respected as much, when they're doing the job. But the way I see it is like, especially after leaving school, it's like you kind of think back and you just kind of realize like how much teachers are very important, in shaping your like relationships, because like they're like adult figures that that aren't your parents, and they help teach you and learn you and learn you. Well, I guess in a way, depending how close you are, they kind of learn you. Yeah, like there's a lot of really important teachers in my life that, I owe a lot to, like my old like drama teachers and stuff like that. I'll visit them every now and then, and yeah, I just wish teachers were respected more, because like I understand like kids can be annoying. I get it. I don't have any children, but I can understand it from a certain point of view. But I feel like there's more than that, to carry on teaching. Like you said, there's different kinds. You have to like kind of push through like all the bad stuff, to like get to like what's really worthwhile. And if you're doing that, then, I don't think there'll be any problems.
It's so true, and you can tell when the educator is in it for the right reasons, the purposeful reasons, the self-induced happiness reasons. They'll retire happy. It's gonna be ups and downs, just like anything else in life, right? But the true educators who are in it for their own purposeful, happiness-driven reasons, they'll last, and you see those people everywhere.
Hell yeah. Would you reckon that kind of applies to voiceover as well, in the sense that, depending on what you're looking for in voiceover, I don't know if it depends. Like, there's many reasons why people get into voiceover, whether that's for because they love it, or if they're looking for money or fame or clout or whatever. I guess there's like, depending on what you want, there's different reasons, but I don't know. It just depends. Like, I guess the right path, I guess, I don't know. I don't know if there's like a right path specifically, but I think there has to be like a balanced out. I just do it because I just enjoy I love the craft of acting and being in different worlds. That's what I enjoy. And I do it because I love it. So like, I'm sure many people feel the same at some point, but there are, people out there, even in acting, like on screen and on stage, just do it simply for the fame or the money or the attention, It can be like a mixed bag, It could be a great motivator, but, in the long term, it may not be the greatest when you feel like, you're putting your eggs in one basket that's like unpredictable and uncontrollable,
You stay in it long enough, and you live through to tell the tale of people you don't see anymore, right? I'm sure you also have colleagues and friends who used to do voice acting with you years ago, but they're not doing any. Good for them for finding a new happiness, moving forward with exploring different aspects of what they want to do. Like, good for them. Absolutely good for them. Which is fine. Absolutely okay, but it's life. And we all have a finite number of years that we have on this planet. And if we accept that as a universal truth of we're going to live and we're going to die one day, I'm under the principle of living in happiness.
100%. You shouldn't live in sadness, or even if it's like it's too much, it's always good to take a break and come back. I definitely experienced that for the first time last year, you know. So like it was almost burnout. I won't go too deep into it, but you know, it's good to, you know, reconnect with yourself and be a human, or re-identify yourself before voiceover, and you know, kind of reevaluate your relationship with why exactly you're doing it. And yeah, you'll just feel more happier, like seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And dude, I also wanted to say, how, because you're also a father as well to many, many kids, and I would say even more, people consider you as a voiceover dad in some aspects, you know. But in terms of like your direct family, like how, what's it like balancing, you know, being a father, a parent, and voiceover and everything you do?
Man. As a self-imposed serious high school drama teacher and director and all the things, spending hours upon hours in the theater with the students on a production, right? Rehearsals and dress rehearsals and performances, all the things was not abnormal. And especially as we approached a certain performance date, it would be 6, 7, 8, 10 p.m. I would come home after a grueling rehearsal because the performance date's coming up, opening night's coming up. And I'd leave in the morning before the kids would wake up. And there would be a stretch of days and weeks where I w literally wouldn't see the kids, my own kids. And after switching to voice acting, I was finally able to attend my older son's 5th grade end of the year performance at his
Nice.
elementary school for the first time. And I cried like I hadn't cried before of the guilt and the terrible thing that I had prioritized in my life over something so important as my own son. It was a mo it's, I was kneeling in front of the stage with all the other moms and dads on their knees with a phone in the air like
Aw.
recording them, you know what I mean? And I distinctly remember thinking, this is where I belong.
Yeah.
This is happiness. This thing that I had neglected all this time because I thought that my job was more important. My God. So when my second son came around, I was a voice actor then. I made sure, to this day, for both of my kids, I attend every concert, every event, every award ceremony, and as they have their performances, their sporting events, their award ceremonies, I'm going to be there.
Hell
And
yeah.
I told myself that I'll be there each and every time, and I have so far.
And that's like the blessing of, you know, being a parent for your children. It's always like the little stuff. I mean, I can't directly relate. Again, I don't have children yet, so I don't know. But I can only imagine it's a blessing, you know, and just actually I'm actually kind of curious, in the sense that, you know, going to parent teacher conferences and all that stuff, or whether if your kids are younger and stuff, or in the younger phases. I don't know if American schools do this, but it was like, you know, take your parents to school day and, you know, all that stuff, and, you know, like what your parents do for work and all that stuff. And I was wondering if you kind of do that, if you've done that for your kids in the past, where it's like, yeah, my dad's in Brawlhalla, he's an anime, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have before, when they were like little kids, like preschool age kids. But then like little baby kids are not, they watch video game. They don't at least back then, Vikram, it's fine. I haven't gone back. They're at an age and in a culture of the society that we live in. They are 13 and 9 now. And their dad being on campus at the same campus as them is not cool anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, bring a parent to not
No,
my dad.
he's there every day. in that case, I didn't know your children were so young. In that case, that explains why you're so like up to date with all the modern lingo nowadays. Because like it took me so long to get it. I'm still haven't got it, but I'm
Man,
getting there.
my brain route was skibbity, up until a couple of years ago. But it was so Ohio. But I'm a big Rizzler now, no
Hell yeah,
cap.
man. Absolutely. Like it took me like I totally understand, visiting up Baby Gronk and living down in Ohio, all that stuff. Like that's
Oh,
so phantom tax, man.
you're so cringe, Bikram. I love it. I love
At this point, I'm just embracing it now. Like I hid it for
it.
so long, it's no more. No more. I'm still figuring it out, but every time I see you post, with that lingo, it's like, oh, you get it. You've got it. You've got it. You're like way, you're like leagues above me in terms of like
Hell
actually
yeah, brother.
understanding it, man. But yeah, dude, like outside of like, voice acting and teaching and coaching and being a dad, like what kind of things do you like to do in your spare time?
Because voice acting is such a solitary and sedentary thing, a lot of it is sitting here at my desk, taking care of logistics, doing the marketing, emails, and all the things, content. Even when voice acting is on the deck, it's inside a booth acting, So one area of needed improvement that I've assessed for myself has been physical health. I'm not a workout person. I'm just not. You won't catch me at a gym lifting.
Fair
It's
enough.
just not me. But I do immensely enjoy badminton.
Oh, nice. Me too, man.
I played all throughout high school, varsity my sophomore year, all throughout college, and it was a lot of
Nice.
fun. And the last time I played seriously was in my 30s as a high school
Ooh.
teacher, and I still whipped the little teenagers into shape
Yeah.
with
Oh, yeah.
it was fantastic. But I haven't played in like 8 or 9 years now, something like that.
Oh,
And I've recently picked it up again.
dude, we gotta play. I'm gonna be coming to LA in August, so we should totally play.
We should totally play.
Bring my
100%.
racket and everything. You're going down, man.
Bring it, bring it. I'll put one right between the eyes and put you in your place. That's what I'll do.
Oh, cool. Maybe my eyesight will turn back to normal. That's the rule, right? Like right the target.
So yeah, I've been enjoying badminton with other voice actors and other friends in this way on a
Ooh,
weekly
nice.
basis. Yeah, so come on back. Absolutely. Come on, we'll play for sure.
Hell yeah, I'll bring two rackets in case one gets broken after hitting the shuttlecock too hard. It's happened
Over
before.
9,000, so much power.
Oh my god, over 9,000. I've not heard that phrase in a while, dude. Like, god damn. Oh, I need a that just reminds me of like 2000s like internet stuff. Because
You forget who you're talking to, young man.
Because I'm only like slightly older than YouTube. I'm like 3 years older than YouTube. YouTube's turning 20 this year. That's insane. Like, seriously, man. Oh, God. I actually remember my first YouTube video that I watched. I watched it in 2007. It was the music video for I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. That was my first YouTube video I watched. This was back when Vevo was a thing, by the way. So it's that old. No, it's crazy.
Let's test your audience's age. If
All right.
I say Windows 3.1, would anybody know?
Oh God, honestly no, genuinely no. Maybe like the top like 5%, maybe, but Jesus Christ, wow. I'm still back in like what you call like Fraps and Sony Vegas, the
Vikram,
Bandicam.
do you know what MS-DOS is?
I do know what MS-DOS is. Jesus Christ. I'm getting old, man. Like seriously, there's like the other thing where it's like if you're first Pokemon game is getting remade. That means you're old now. And we're getting Pokemon because my first Pokemon game was technically Pokemon X. Then I played back the old ones. And that's getting and we're finally getting Pokemon Z. It took like what, like 12 years? So I'm getting old, man. It's my time's over, My back is hurting,
Wow.
my eyes are tired, it's crazy.
Okay, I'm really going to take your audience back now. Do you know a game called Gladius?
That game sounds familiar.
Yeah,
Wow, that I'm just trying to like pinpoint it.
the audience, the people that are listening, that are watching, that are doing, I know that. I want you to know that I see you, and I
Nice.
feel you in the knees and the lower back. I know, I feel you.
And pretty and if I say cool mass games, you know, there's gonna be some people out there, you know, in the youth.
There you go. There you go. When floppy
But
disks were actually floppy, yeah.
oh, dude, is floppies are still a thing? I don't know. Is it just, I guess it's just CDs or CDs are not a thing either. Oh, wow. What is the thing? Is it just all streaming now? Damn. I remember burning CD, like movies onto CDs and stuff like that. Like,
The day I got a CD burner, CD burner, CDR drive, my gosh, it revolutionized Napster.
Oh, Napster. Oh my God. Oh,
Napster.
I miss Napster.
Man, I feel old.
I miss
Thanks,
Napster.
Vikram.
Oh, it's okay. I'm getting old too, man. It's okay. We're both
Yeah,
with hold on to that. I miss iPods. It's been a while. Like iPod Touch, like iPod Shuffles. Like I kind of miss that. I wish Apple still made those. But in a way, I'm kind of glad they don't, considering Apple has like so much stuff already. But oh well, it'll probably just be needlessly expensive anyway.
I
But
camped out in front of an Apple store for 3 days for the first iPhone.
wait, really? Nice. Like th 3 days. Like you were like in the store, like with
In
tents
a
and stuff.
tent. No, in a tent on the sidewalk for 3 days for an iPhone.
No way, dude. Like,
The original 2G, the silver black iPhone.
did you end up getting one?
Oh, of course. Of course. I enjoyed the heck out of it. Shouldn't have sold it.
Ah,
Should have
oh well.
kept it, right? And sold it like a year later, like I should
Yeah,
have.
it's like an heirloom.
I wanted the first iPhone in my hand.
You got it. You were literally there. Like you camped outside for 3 days. That is insane. Like if you were to do that for like the PS5 or something, you'd probably not everyone would get a PS5. You know, so you're actually r really lucky you're able to get a phone. Like, dude, that's incredible. Oh man, I miss all like the old consoles and stuff. But in a way, I also kind of don't, because you know it's time for. It's time for new things to take control. I can't like focus on remakes all the time. I always they'll return to Disney, you know. But I was playing Asura's Wrath a few days ago, and like that game is beautiful, man. Like I don't think we'll get a sequel, but I'm happy for a remake, you know. Like I think it's possible. Like Capcom will do it. Like they're doing an Okami too, so like you know it's only a matter of time.
I'm happy for all the retro gamers that are out there. Good for them. I can't go back to Chrono Cross. Chrono Cross. I can't. The
Chrono Cross.
story, the character, the music, so good, so good. I can't
It took me so
go
long
back
to
to that. I can't go back.
took me so long to play Chrono Trigger. Like it took me ages. The game's such a good game. Wish more was there of it, but unfortunately not. But oh well, that's all right. I just realized you got a couple of paintings in the back and a few plushies down there. What are they from? Are those your kids or are they yours?
This Baron Bunny is a joy and a happiness of mine. It's just so fun to hug.
Oh.
This here is a character who is my son in a video game that
Oh.
was from last year.
Nice. Hell yeah, I've
But
got.
now it's an acoustic panel, so it's more functional than decorative.
Nice. There's like I have a few plushies in here in my booth right now. I've got a little octopus, I've got
Hey.
Kirby, and there's one. Oh, where is it? Oh, there we go. Freddy Fazbear. Of course, and there's
Nice.
one thing behind the laptop which it's just not in my face. It's like a little memory foam kind of thing. It's oh man, I feel that it's great to hug.
And you need it on those in those auditions, in those times when you have to just hug something to get it out. Yeah.
Actually, because I've taken a few like Red Scythe classes in the past, and I think what was it called before? I feel like they had another name before.
Yeah, before that it was called Studio NPC.
That's right, Studio NPC, and you were there for pretty much every of the class. It's like a moderator, you know. So like, how do you, like, dude, like, what's your patience tolerance? It's insane. Like it's like almost every week of the month, you know. That's
Former
been that.
teacher, patience is my game.
True, that's a degree in patience, man. Like that's, you know what? I know it sounds like I'm underplaying it, but it's genuinely very good. Like seriously. like this will, I seriously, it's really, it's like so hard to be patient sometimes, you know, and you've like cracked the code. So like, you know, fair good on you, man.
I mean, you move forward with intent, you know. It's one thing if you're being forced to sit in an English class because it's a requirement for graduation. It's one thing if you have to take an elective class, otherwise you won't graduate. So you'll take this theater class that you really don't want to. That's one thing, but these actors that show up to the Red Side Studio sessions are voluntarily spending their time and their hard-earned money to
100%.
to receive knowledge and experience for the people that come to teach these things. And that intention and that care and their passion is not wasted on me. 1,000%. I
That's good.
recognize it. And if I sit here and if I'm impatient, if I'm somehow discounting of their passion, of their direction, of their intention, then I'm not doing it right. You know what I
That's fair.
mean? I'm gonna serve them as best I can, as I always have, and I always will in this manner. Anybody who wants to come and learn, who
Yeah.
put their time and money where their mouth is in this manner to learn to become a better actor, better whatever, I'm gonna take them seriously and do my very best to help them.
No, I appreciate that, man. As someone
100%.
who's taken a couple classes, it's always nice to have a little extra support person as well. Like moderator or even just a viewer or an auditor, you know, those are people that paid there to like watch you. Well, not, maybe not watch you specifically, but like to get to learn more. And you know, if you're lucky enough to get a scene, you know, end up just, you know, performing, there's always nice little nuggets to learn. So I always listen when other people go as well. There's like always little things I like to write down. That's like the one studious part of me that's always with me. Like, but if you ask me about calculus, I cannot help you. Or circumference of a circle, like absolutely not.
So, a disappointment to your parents, are you? Just like everybody else in the
just
creative
like everybody
field?
else, you
Very
know,
nice.
I'm staying in my lane.
What do you mean you're not a doctor, Vikram?
A medical admin counts, all
My God.
right? It's the closest thing I'll
At
get, all
least
right?
a dentist, please.
I hate teeth. I do not like teeth. It's like one of those weird things with me, like teeth and eyes specifically. It's oh God. Like I don't know how the ultimate optum up optometrics, up optometrics, is that how you
Just
pronounce?
imagine staring into people's mouths all day. My God.
Oh God.
Good for them. Those who found happiness in it, good for them. I couldn't do it. No way. When I
So.
buried the body, it wasn't that difficult. It's just four. Oh shit.
No, keep going. You wanna
So yeah,
say that again or no?
it's Friday, therefore it's.
Okay, I'll remember that. This isn't over, by the way, but but anyways, I just something I just remembered is that you're also a Green Day fan. So dude, tell me more. I would love to hear your experience.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
Oh, okay. Oh, what do we have here?
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, dude, I am so happy. That's like a huge neon light. All right, a poster? Oh, no way! It's the Broadway musical. That's sick. That's so sick. Let's go. Dude, that is so sick.
Signed by the cast that was here in LA, as well as the band themselves.
Oh, you got Billy, Mike's, and Trey's signatures as well. That's sick. That's awesome. See that's a now that's family heirloom shit. You gotta keep that and pass it on for many generations down to come. Dude, that's sick. Did you watch the performance live as well, like the Broadway? Oh,
Too many
dude.
times to count.
Dude, that's sick. Oh man, that's sick. I'm gonna be seeing them perform live in March, so that's gonna be great. That's the first time I'm gonna see them live. Last time they were here in New Zealand, it was like God, that was like 8 years ago. But they're not coming to New Zealand, so I have to go to Australia and see it. So it's okay. It's fine.
It'll be worth it, 100%.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited. I got one of the tickets as well that I was able to get tickets early, so I was able to get those what's it called? The golden tickets where you get to stay in the front. So I get to be in the mosh pit, so I'm super excited.
Sick.
Dude, like what's
Have
your
fun
favorite?
with that.
Thank you, man. What's your favorite Green Day song, dude?
Basket Case.
Oh, so is mine. So is
No
mine, dude.
way.
No,
No way.
actually, bro, seriously. That's like my anthem, dude.
Excellent.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
It's so crazy to me that like the whole Dookie album turned 30 last year. Like that's so insane. But I'm glad I'm just so happy. There was a whole like the album they released last year, Saviors, was actually not that bad. I actually really enjoyed it. Definitely a lot better than the previous album, but we don't talk about Father of All that much, but we just will not refuse, but we refuse, we refuse. Just no.
Yeah, American Idiot is when they stopped. You know what I mean? It's fine. We
I don't know the album afterwards, 21st Century Breakdown. There's some.
don't talk about what came after. It's just
Oh,
American Idiot
okay.
is when they stopped.
Okay, but I will say there's some gems in the future albums, I will say. But in terms of like consistency, like from I would say like from Dookie to American Idiot, there it's unclassed, you know? That's just
Yeah.
it's beautiful. Like, we got
What a
it's,
revolution. Yes,
yeah.
indeed. And what an evolution. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we had Insomniac and Nimrod. Those albums were great too, and they're still going, and I love that for them. Like they haven't aged a day. They're still dyeing their hair and just going crazy, so I appreciate it. It's oh dude, I don't remember the first time I listened to a Green Day song. It was either Transformers 2 or Surf's Up, because in Surf's Up, like the movie with the penguin on the surfboard, they had Holiday and Welcome to Paradise in the movie, and that's I think that's might have been where I discovered Green Day, and those are songs from American Idiot and Dookie, so like where else,
You see, I was watching MTV, and that stands for music TV, when they used to play music videos on music TV called MTV.
Do they not do that anymore in MTV? It just used to, like I just remember music videos on there. Do they not do that anymore? Is MTV still a thing? I don't know.
Oh man. Yeah, those are the good times. 100%. Those are good times.
Hell yeah! Now to
Music
look up
videos.
MTV. I'm sure it's still a thing, right? Is it still a thing, or is it gone now?
Right, just like what Facebook, just like what MySpace is. Absolutely.
Okay, but MySpace is still here, right? It's just not as popular as it used to be, I think.
Is it though? Really?
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe the domain is just not there
Is
anymore.
Snapchat really here?
I
Really?
mean, Snapchat is kind of it's been
You
that for a while.
know,
It's not great. It's just
people know what Vine is, but do we really?
but Vine's gone. We're not getting that back as much as I would. I gave up on that dream like many years ago. It's been almost 10 years without Vine. It's at this point. But it's okay. I thought TikTok was gonna go, but you guys got it back like within a day or something, like 12 hours or something.
TikTok, good Lord, that's a whole different can of worms there.
Yeah, but I'm glad you guys got it back, because like it wasn't great. I would have to like if because if it was gone in America, I would have to like send all my friends screen recordings on my FYP, and I didn't want to do that because my FYP is actually cursed as hell. So like I don't know if that's a good thing. But yeah, dude. I'll bless you. I have one last question for you, June. And as someone who's been in the industry in the most respectful way possible, a very long time with lots of wisdom and people who uplift the community in many ways, in more than one, what keeps you going? What keeps you going throughout everything?
I recently made a post on Blue Sky about associating and collab associating and using one's job and career and tying it to one's self-worth recently. And to many, voice acting is a job, and that's fine. right? People can live their lives in their happinesses, in their hobbies and partnerships, and do voice acting as a job perfectly okay. From my perspective, and as cringy as this may sound, it's a
No
happiness.
such thing as cringe here, my friend.
It has always been unhappiness for myself, going all the way back to my 14-year-old self, discovering characterization in theater and voice acting now. This is happiness for me. And while I spent my time in various classrooms and theaters as an educator, trying to the very best of my abilities, trying to instill their own inner happinesses in acting. Not that everyone's going to be an actor. Everybody understands that, right? But there will be, and there have been a number of former students who have gone on to do some really great things because they also resonated and recognized the desire to be an actor. Again, it's not for everyone, of course not, but for those who find happiness and resonance in it, we can't imagine doing anything else. And for some fortunate ones like myself, we come across that thing early on in our lives, age 14. And for others, they may discover it at age 37. Certainly, acting in general was an area of happiness that I've also identified as a young person. But I myself didn't know that my specific, intentional, focused point of happiness wouldn't be voice acting until I was 36. So there's going to be various paths of life that people will walk, without a doubt. But one, from my point of view at least, and my experience and observation, one thing consistently remains to be true. It's about happiness. What keeps me going? It's happiness, education in supporting and rising the boats in the harbor, supporting and educating and improving and helping along other voice actors who want to do better because it's also their happiness. That fills me with joy, fills me with happiness as an educator who has also identified education as one of my happinesses. As an actor, in these characters that these clients trust me with, for me to play inside their imagination, inside their contexts, it's gratitude and happiness. What keeps me going is happiness.
Hell yeah. And I think everyone should, be in pursuit of their own happiness, whatever it may be. And there's like a saying which you kind of mentioned, it's, a rising ship raises all tides. Or I think that's the right saying. I may have butchered that entirely.
Rising ship. Yeah, something like that.
I think that's right. It's something to do with a
Something like
ship and
that.
tides. But no, that's genuinely beautiful, man. It there's something this is to kind of unrelated but sort of related in the sense that I was thinking about, I was watching Monsters University not too long ago. I don't know if you've seen it, but in that movie it's where Mike Wazowski discovers, he wants to be a scarer, but he finds joy in, something else, maybe later down the line. It might be crushing, that reveal was crushing, and I'm sure when people, find that out, when you have to like step back, it can be crushing. Like I can personally relate to that, in the sense where, when I had to step back, it was really crushing. I mean, then you have to like kind of find, the joys of what you liked doing in the first place, and it's just those simple things that, that keep you going. And if it makes you happy, then you do it. If it makes you unhappy, leave. Just get out of there. Just leave. Get out of town. Just.
Leave and find the thing that resonates. Leave and find your own happiness, the thing that you'd like to do that brings the unignorable joy. Because we have everybody has an expiration date. Everyone, and not a single day is worth it enough to spend it in misery. especially when it comes to careers.
100%. Because, like, it's the one saying, I think it's from Confucius, where it's like, you find something you like, you never have, if you find a job you like, you never work a day in your life. I think that's correct. I think that's correct. I might also be butchering that too, but it's, but you guys know what I'm about. It's fine, I think. But yeah, like, genuinely, the more joy it brings, you know, the more you pursue that joy. You know, there's nothing that can go wrong. I'm sure there's ups and downs, ebbs and flows with everything, but if it'll, I'm sure if you stay on that path, it'll lead you to more joy. And you know, if it brings you more joy, that's great, you
I
know.
really believe that, and along with the joy will come opportunities and financial incentives, and not that rent will pay for itself. Absolutely not. But there will be various ways and opportunities to turn it into a part of one's life, whether financially supporting or not.
Yeah, and even if it's not financially supporting, you've got a pretty killer hobby, man. So, you know.
We all
And
have to embrace our happinesses a lot more. 100%.
100%. And on that beautiful note, this interview comes to a close. June, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on here, man. It's been super lovely to have you. As I said before in the beginning, you're one of my earliest coaches. So, you know, having you on here and talking to you again, it's very, very full circle for me, like an open setting, which I don't have to pay for this time, which is great.
Well, thank you for having me. The bill's in the mail.
Yep. Okay. I'll send you an invoice. You know, all that stuff. I'll pay it right now after we're done here.
No, I'm always happy to have these conversations and to connect and to talk about this whole thing. Absolutely, anytime.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming on again. This has been absolutely amazing. Thank you guys so much for watching. Episode 60, baby. And we'll see you guys for the next interview. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.